But I believe also that God let him know about those in the future. And let's turn to Revelation. In fact, we'll go backward now through the Bible. Turn to the last chapter of the Bible, Revelation 22. Because it's always neat. In fact, a friend of mine always reads the end of the book first. You know, he doesn't want any biting nails. He doesn't want to worry about the hero. You know, he always reads the end to see if they're alive, you know, in the last page. And if they're there, he'll read the book because he doesn't like his heroes to die. And so that's okay. And so let's look at the end. Let's see who the heroes are, who makes it to the end. Revelation 22:6. It says, "And then he said to me, 'These words are faithful and true. And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show his servants the things which would take place.'" What's one of the last descriptions of God's people in the Bible? His servants. Look back at chapter or verse 3 of the same chapter, 22:3. "And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it. And what is heaven going to be populated by? And his servants shall serve him." You want to be sure you're going to heaven? Be a servant of God. No church membership counts. Doesn't cut it. No thing I do or someone does to me cuts it with God. It is a brand new operating system when I become a servant of God. And God's servants are characterized in chapter 19 of Revelation, if you want to back up another page, they're characterized as being holy. Revelation 19:5, "Then a voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all you his servants, those who fear him.'" What's a servant of God? Someone that fears God. We saw that in Psalm 19. Fearing God is living, acknowledging that he sees me, and living in holiness. Well, that's a forward look.